Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jetliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
The 14th Amendment, Section 3, is pretty clear. If you engage in acts of insurrection or rebellion against the government, or you give aid and comfort to those who do, you are disqualified from running. And it fits Donald Trump to a T.
So I think it's an inaccurate narrative to declare that somehow Bidenomics isn't working.
But there's no doubt that the weight of the studies, and there have been many studies, indicate the benefit of wearing masks.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. In a few minutes, we'll check in with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Now, we helped launch, when she announced that she was going to have this nationwide workforce recruitment program for her state, a state with no income tax, a state with the lowest unemployment rate, a state with huge job opportunities for anybody that's willing to work hard. I mean, they have apprenticeships starting at $80,000. They're accepting licenses in the state of South Dakota. If a licensed nurse or a licensed massage therapist or a licensed hairstylist, whatever you happen to have a license in, they will accept and recognize that license. You don't have to go through the process of getting a new one, which is a pain in the neck. You know, these $80,000 apprenticeships, I can't believe how phenomenal it's been. Thousands and thousands of people are moving and have moved to South Dakota as a result, and many more thousands of opportunities exist. Anyway, here's Governor Noem's latest ad.
I'm Governor Kristi Noem, and I'm still talking about all the great job openings in South Dakota. I've even been lending a hand, and I wasn't very good at it. But thankfully, thousands of freedom-loving Americans responded and are moving here to pitch in. But there's always room for more. So come work in South Dakota, the freest state in America. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got my real job to do.
South Dakota, freedom works here.
All right, 800-941-SEAN is our number. Anyway, joining us now, she's been out stumping with former President Donald Trump. He's in South Dakota today. What part of South Dakota you guys been in?
Well, actually, he is here tomorrow. So,
I thought he was there today.
Yeah, no, in Rapid City, South Dakota, which is just probably 30 minutes from Mount Rushmore. So it's in a beautiful part of our state, and this will be the first time he will have been back in South Dakota since that wonderful July 3rd event that we did in the middle of the pandemic in 2020.
So when I first heard about your recruitment and your promoting of this nationwide workforce recruitment idea, I mean, it intrigued me from the start. Number one, you have the lowest unemployment rate in South Dakota in the entire country. Number two, it's very innovative, especially your apprenticeship program and the fact that you're recognizing licenses and professional fields from other states. If you're a licensed contractor, that license is okay in South Dakota. If you're a nurse, if you are a massage therapist, I don't know, whatever, physical therapist, all of these jobs all those licenses are recognized. And not only that, the amount of money that people are making compared to opportunities in other states is dramatically higher with a cost of living that is dramatically lower. And it's such an opportunity for people to get ahead financially. And I just loved it from the opening salvo.
Yeah, it really is incredible to see what's happening here in our state, because not only are people making those incredible salaries, we've got the fastest growing incomes in the country. Disposable incomes have gone up the most here in South Dakota than anywhere else. People are doing better, which is such a different story than what's happening on the national level of people that have been devastated by Joe Biden's inflation and his attack on our economy. But then also in their states are getting hit with high taxes and high regulations, which just isn't happening here. All we have is a 4.2% sales tax rate. The rest of the time we live within our means as a government and give people more opportunities to take their dollars and invest them into what can help their family and their business be successful. So those folks that come here and get those apprenticeship programs too, to get trained on the job, what we can't forget is not only are they making that high wage that's almost $80,000 a year, they're also getting health care benefits. They're also getting retirement packages. And that employer is just thrilled that they're here. They want to help them get educated so they can be a part of, you know, meeting the demand that we're seeing in the growth in South Dakota.
So you mentioned 4.2% sales tax. You don't have a state income tax. What are the other taxes you have in the state?
You know, we have a tax on, like, services. And, you know, there's a contractor's excise tax, you know, which would be on building materials on that. But virtually, we recognize that our economy does better and people do better if they just have a very low, flat sales tax rate. We exempt some items, you know, ag products, because that's our number one industry and it grows our world's food, and we've seen that as a very important issue.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not happy because I'm very keto friendly in my diet and paleo in my diet, and the cost of eggs have gone through the roof. You know, by the way, do you get the same thing when you go to like a grocery store? And I guess because you're so well known in South Dakota, I go to a grocery store and inevitably somebody's going to ask me, "Oh, Hannity, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "I'm shopping. What are you doing here? What do you think I'm doing?" And it's like, I'm like, I guess they think I have people to do that sort of thing. I'm like, nah, I wasn't raised that way. I do my own work.
No, people are always surprised by that, too. I was at getting some groceries on, I think it was Monday, with my husband. But, you know, my family kind of hates to go shopping with me, though, because it ends up in being a two-hour trip. Because you end up getting into so many conversations with people while you're in the aisles. And frankly, you know, it's also where I get most of my feedback on how people are doing in our state. And overwhelmingly, you're hearing the stories about their families and their kids and what they're struggling with, you know, but some of my best ideas of things we should go after have come from those grocery store trips.
You know, when you compare states like yours, and I don't know if you saw the interview that I had with Gavin Newsom, and he has now challenged Governor DeSantis to a debate, and we're now putting the final details of that together, and it looks like that's going to happen.
Wow.
But, you know, 13.5% income tax in California. You think about that. 10% state tax, 3.5% income tax in the city of New York. If you work in the city of New York, it's insane. Mm. And how do you get away with no sales tax? And then you offer better services. And I've been to South Dakota enough that I can tell you that your roads are better than any roads in New York.
Well, having no income tax is a big draw to people getting here, because even Republican-run states still have income taxes that devastate, you know, families every day. You know, the number one state that people are moving here to South Dakota from is California. That's where our highest population of folks that are moving in because of this Freedom Works Here marketing campaign. What's strange to me is that number two is Florida. Number three is Texas, but it's incredible to me the amount of, we've had thousands and thousands, 6,000 families that have already said we're coming. They're working with our folks to get them here and their kids in our schools and communities. So, you know, I guess we get by with it by not trying to be all things to all people. And I think that's when government fails people, is when it tries to do something that's outside of its scope and authority. And, you know, there's a role here in America for people to take care of their neighbors, churches to help serve, for nonprofits. Sometimes the government talks and acts like it is the entity that has to answer everybody's problems and bring all the solutions, and then the universe of taxpayers has to pay for it all. That's just not the mentality here in South Dakota.
So President Trump is coming tomorrow. He has a very big lead in the polls in terms of the Republican primary, in spite of four separate indictments, three of which are in my view, hostile venues where I'm not convinced he can get a fair trial in New York City or Washington, D.C. or Fulton County, Georgia. However, he is going to your state, and I'm wondering if we're looking at perhaps a preview of coming attractions, which would be, if Donald Trump wins the nomination, is it going to be a Trump-Nome ticket?
Well, there haven't been any conversations like that at all. What I love about President Trump and the person that he is that we asked quite a few people to come to South Dakota. We thought it'd be interesting to have presidential candidates come here and help us, you know, hold this event for our Republican Party. Of the other candidates, no, we're too busy. We've got other priorities. We have to be in Iowa and New Hampshire. When I talked to President Trump, he said, I'll be there. And that's what is so special about a president like him, is that, you know, everybody matters. It doesn't matter if you're a small state or if you don't have the first primary. He recognizes that every single American is important. He wants to talk to them all, and he wants to be there with them. And so this is the guy, you know, this is why he's going to win the Republican nomination, is because the guy shows up. He shows up every single day for every single American, doesn't treat anybody better than anybody else. And, you know, that's what people remember about him, is how he makes them feel.
All right, quick break, right back. We'll have more with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and more on her nationwide workforce recruitment program, which is an enormous success so far. She'll be with President Trump tomorrow. All right, we continue with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem promoting her nationwide workforce recruitment program. If during an election year, and if you go back in the D.C. case, the prosecution, they wanted to start that trial on January 2nd. You know, that's butted right up to the Iowa caucuses and the beginning of the caucus and primary season. In the state of Georgia, they wanted the trial to begin on March 4th. And the day after that is Super Tuesday. Then the D.C. case said they want to start on March 4th, again, the day before Super Tuesday. And, you know, when they had that hearing yesterday, they said, well, this may take 4 months to 8 months to complete this trial in Georgia. What a coincidence. But it would, if it went 8 months, that would be the day before the general election. Do you think it is possible, and I think President Trump makes a very good point about all of this, these are all cases that could have been brought years ago. They didn't need to be brought up in an election year, with trial dates in an election year. Now, if he doesn't get a fair trial, he wins on appeal, you know, the trial would take place in the election year. The appeal process, where I think he would have a much better chance and a much fairer chance of getting equal justice, would be after that election is over. Do you think this is election interference?
Oh, I think absolutely the intent is to change the outcome of the election. And it's been clear over and over again with every decision they come out with that it's a political agenda. So, yes, I agree with all of that. I think the president is right. These charges could have came years ago. They chose it now for timing specifically to undermine him. and to portray him as someone who should not be in the White House. And it certainly is something that has failed for them. It's not resonating with the folks who were asking to show up and vote for President Trump. So right now it's hard to see where they have a pathway to really winning the hearts and minds of the American people based on these charges that they continue to bring across the country.
So it is really, I would say, it's an anomaly that I've never seen in my life. It defies all, you know, conventional political thought. It defies political gravity, if you will, that every time they indict Donald Trump again, his poll numbers go up. Mm-hmm. How do you explain that?
Well, the other night, you know, I was listening to this. I saw that these Latino rappers had come out with this song about President Trump. I don't know if you've seen that, but I was watching that and I said to turn to my husband, I said, I mean, who else do people do things like this for? Who else inspires people to write songs about them and to be so outspoken in their belief of this guy being the right person to lead the country? And Brian said, it's because he's real. He's never once said he's perfect. He is who he is. He's genuine. And it's clear that America is starving for that. And I think that's what's backfiring on these liberals that are bringing these charges across the country is they don't realize that they are the emperor with no clothes, that they think they're in charge and you know, manipulating this election and that they're going to win because it's always worked in the past, where they've been so exposed now that the American people see them for who they are. And they're ashamed of them. So I think that's why they're just solidifying, you know, more and more the support behind President Trump.
How do you view Joe Biden? I don't know if you get a chance to watch my show often, but you know, I've really been doing a deep dive into what I believe are credible bribery, money laundering, scandal allegations. Do you believe that this is going to be a big problem for him? Do you think he will be the nominee when you couple that with his cognitive deficiencies?
It absolutely has to be a big problem for him. And I would encourage Republicans in D.C. to continue to push on this. Look at how lying, you know, in a specifically under oath, but with the consequences of that happened to Bill Clinton in the debate over whether he was fit to serve or not. And the comparison to how now they're just ignoring the corruption that isn't present in the Biden family is baffling. So I know some of the Republicans get a little squishy and they're wondering if this is good for them politically and if they'll be able to get reelected in their difficult seats. If they have the guts to go back to their constituents and tell them the truth about Joe Biden, their constituents will respect them for it. They may be Democrats, they may be Republicans, they may be independent. But if they have the guts to go face their constituents and say, this is why we're doing this, this is the facts and the truth, the people of this country still want to be able to trust their leaders.
Yeah.
And this dodging things politically and not wanting to bring an impeachment, if we have grounds for an impeachment, they should be bringing it and then go home and educate their voters on why it matters.
Well said, Governor. By the way, if people want to take part in this South Dakota nationwide workforce recruitment program and get one of these amazing job and career opportunities, how do they do it?
They go to freedomworkshere.com, and there will be a little bit of information to give us. We'll call you and talk to you, see what you're interested in, what kind of community you want to be a part of, what schools your kids might like, get you into the career of your dreams. And, Sean, I've been calling some of these folks myself, too, so maybe it'll be me that calls their home and chats with them a little bit about how wonderful South Dakota is, too.
One word, freedomworkshere.com. Governor Kristi Noem, love the innovation. Love the fresh idea. Glad it's working. And congratulations. Thank you for being with us. Good luck tomorrow with the president.
Thank you, Sean. I'll tell him you said hello.
Please do. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. For the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets
will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps swim spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Very interesting. I want to play again from yesterday. When Joe Biden finishes the Medal of Honor ceremony, he just has no clue where to go. No clue. And in typical White House, Joe Biden White House fashion, they just lie about, oh, no, this was planned. Joe Biden walks out. He has a mask on. His wife was just diagnosed in spite of, oh, let's see, two vaccinations, two boosters, previous infection. She got COVID a second time. And by the way, I wish her a speedy recovery. Anybody, I wish a speedy recovery. I don't want anybody being sick. But anyway, it's interesting. So he walks in. Then as soon as he gets in a crowded room of people, he takes his mask off. Don't tell anybody, he said. He actually said those words. Don't tell anybody. And anyway, so then the ceremony takes place, puts the medal on the recipient, a Vietnam vet. And then he just starts walking away. Walking down the aisle where all the people are. And then they come up with this ridiculous excuse. Oh, yeah, he didn't want to be around people. Then why did he walk out that way instead of the way he came in? I mean, it just none of it makes sense. And here's Karine Jean-Pierre just flat out lying to you.
And he left as planned, as it was planned. He left when there was a pause in the program in order to minimize his close contact with attendees who are about to participate in a reception. And you all reported that, noticed that he left when there was a pause in the program because, again, he wanted to minimize his impact on folks who were there.
I mean, all of that was a flat-out lie. And then she apologized, had to apologize. This was a pretty bad screw-up for the release, a press release, with condolences for former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson's non-existent daughter named Heather. She doesn't exist. Unbelievable.
A question about fact-checking here at the White House. The initial statement from the president about the passing of Governor Bill Richardson included condolences for his wife of 50 years, Barbara, and their daughter, Heather. That line about Heather, the daughter, has been removed because they didn't have a daughter named Heather or daughter. So can you walk us through how these press releases are fact-checked, who signs off on them in the end, and then in this case, how this error was made?
So look, we apologize for the error, certainly. That is not something we want to do, right? We want to make sure that we get this information out clearly and in a straightforward way to the American people. So that was not done intentionally. And certainly when we realized that error, it was removed from the website. We do have fact checkers here. We do have multiple people who take a look at the press releases, especially from the president. This was just a miss, unfortunately, and we apologize for that miss.
Just a minor mistake, not recognizing Joe's granddaughter for 4 years either. I'm sure that was just a little oversight on their part. One of the things that I'm telling you to watch out for is whether or not the media mob, the dominoes begin to fall, and prominent liberals in the media start turning on Joe and Kamala. Now, it's very interesting because I see cracks in the armor, and it's starting to happen. Another big indicator will be prominent Democrats that say, no, we need somebody else besides Joe. And does that open up the floodgates? In this case, you have over at Fake News CNN, Dana Bash. By the way, a very nice woman. I saw her at the debate that Fox did. And she couldn't have been nicer to me. She went out of her way, came up, said hello. We had met in the past. Very nice. I think, you know, she's actually you know, good at her job, professional. And we just had a nice conversation. It's kind of like a small group of people that get to be on cable news, and it's, you know, I don't really dislike them. I just don't like the coverage of anything, or trust it. But that's my own opinion. I'm sure she probably feels that way about me, but she couldn't have been nicer. She opens her show, no way to spin that Americans are unhappy with Joe Biden. And then Van Jones, this is not his first little dig at Joe. You know, Biden is like grandpa, the grandpa you love, except actually, according to the CNN poll, Americans don't love him. Do you want to give grandpa a high stress job for six more years? Ouch. And then David Axelrod, you know, he was the brains behind Barack Obama's campaigns. Age is a concern for Biden. What lies ahead is he's going to have to win ugly. Sounds to me like some prominent voices in liberal news are going against Joe Biden. Let's listen to these.
Today on Inside Politics, there is no way to spin this. CNN reads the country's mood right now and finds that America is deeply unhappy with Joe Biden. Most Democratic voters hope for a change at the top of the ticket, and Americans don't take the president at his word when he talks about his son, Hunter.
I think a lot of Democrats look at these numbers and say the whispers are finally showing up in this data. People are talking behind their hand. They worry about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's like that grandpa that you love, that you believe in, you owe a lot. But you start to wonder, you know, would you give this grandpa a high-stress job for six more years, or would you want something else for him?
A list of achievements, and there is real concern about his age, and that has been true for some time. It continues to be true. And the reality is, if this were a referendum, he would be in deep, deep trouble. The fact, and David just noted it, the fact that he is competitive with the guy who is the runaway front runner for the Republican nomination, who has some significant problems of his own, is what he's looking at. And, you know, there's an expression in sports that, you know, sometimes you have to win ugly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what lies ahead here for this president and this White House.
I mean, what can any liberal that's intellectually honest in any way, what other thing can they say? Anyway, and by the way, who would be their replacement? Kamala? Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Howard is in the free state of Florida. What's up, Howard? I hear your heart's troubled. What can I do for you?
Hey, how are you, Sean? I'm actually, you know, honestly very concerned about the state of America right now. And I'm looking at it, and we've always said this, and you said it probably numerous amounts of times, elections have consequences. And I think what we're seeing here now is that playing out. I don't recognize this country anymore. And I'm really afraid that this country, if we lose the next election, is, I don't know what it's going to look like. And it's scary.
It is scary. There's a lot in play. There's a lot on the line. There's no other way to spin that. Let me be clear. This is, you know, I know it's cliche almost. You say it often. Tipping point, inflection point. I don't think the country can tolerate these policies much longer without perhaps an irreversible impact here. I'm not sure how we get back. I'm not.
I don't even see the Democratic Party. I see the Marxist Communist Party of America, formerly known as the Democratic Party. Their policies, that the way that they govern is just scary, which brings me to my next point, I guess, is that Republicans, we gotta understand that why we're losing. I mean, honestly, we really lost the midterm elections. We barely took the House, but we lost with a third string quarterback. I mean, this guy is, I mean, he's pathetic, and we still didn't do well. So the problem is that really don't understand the strategy of the Democratic Party. It doesn't matter who they put it in there. They can put Fetterman and put him into a spot. The problem is that they use a lot of psychological manipulation, and I don't think that we have the answer to that. They use fear, they use anger, and they use that, and they promote their candidates through that.
You know, pain is a great awakener. It's a great awakener in your personal life, you know, and it could be a great awakener in your spiritual life. And hopefully the pain of these policies that are impacting, you know, so many Americans in such negative ways with such a negative impact. When 61% of the country lives paycheck to paycheck, everyone in that situation, they're suffering. And the sad part is it's needless suffering. These are all things that we can fix. We know how to fix them. Conservatism works. We just got to bring it back and, you know, simple things. Secure the border. Maintain law and order and safety and security. Refund your police. Go back to energy, not only independence. I would move to the next step, which is energy dominance, and become the richest energy country, the most energy rich country on the face of this earth. That's not going to happen with these climate alarmist religious cultists running the country. A foreign policy that stands up to evil and uses the word deterrent once again. Nobody fears Joe Biden. I will tell you this. Say what you will about Donald Trump. Putin, Xi, the mullahs in Iran. Let's go forward. Let's just keep going. Kim Jong-un, they had a healthy fear / respect for Donald Trump.
2016 is far gone. The way that this Democratic Party, we'll call them that anyways, runs isn't anything close to what they were like in 2016. Donald Trump, I know the election was stolen, and I agree with that, but it's actually lost. They lost the Senate in 2020. And they can't afford to lose again. And I think that if you keep sending the same person up against this machine that they have running, you're going to get the same exact results. And I'm afraid of that. And maybe I'm wrong, and I hope I am, because I know he's different.
Well, maybe more Americans are suffering, and certainly Republicans, by overwhelming numbers, only 14% believe these charges are legitimate against Donald Trump. That's it.
Republicans don't decide the election. I'm telling you.
I tend to agree with you. And how will independents around the country perceive this? Are they going to look at a guy that maybe they don't like his personality, or but it was competent and had, you know, fought for the country, and the country was in a much better shape because of his policies? Or are they going to take this guy that is literally deteriorating before our very eyes? Because that's the choice we're facing. You know, it's not any more complicated than that. Anyway, Howard, good call. I share your concern. Tell everybody you meet. Jim in Alabama. What's up, Jim? How are you?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. Just like to piggyback on what the gentleman just said few minutes ago, America needs to wake up and realize that the America that we used to know is in jeopardy. Now, your socialist parties and your dictators, the way they come into power, the first thing they do is they eliminate their competition. They either exile them or put them in jail or have them killed. The next thing they do once they take over a country is they have to break the country and the people financially. That way they can keep their thumb on them and tell you what you're going to do and what you can't do. So it's important that the American people wake up and vote in 2024. Let's get the Republican nominee in there, whether it's Donald Trump or whoever it is, and let's take America back.
Well, I'd love to see America come back. I'd love to see the forgotten men and women, you know, have success that they richly deserve. I'd love to see people get the salaries they want and be able to buy the homes that they want and the cars or trucks that they want and send their kids to the schools that they want and feel safe and secure in their community and have a chance to create a better tomorrow for our kids and grandkids. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. The only reason I have any success in life is because of the grace of God and standing on the shoulders of my parents, my grandparents, and so on. And I know that with all my heart. They had the hard life. I had a much easier life by comparison. All right, the 20th anniversary of MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell, his employees want to say thank you. And the way they say thank you is to give back to you, their customers, the best deals on their most popular products.
I've been talking about my slippers, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow 2.0. Now their six-piece towel set, which sold out, is back. The towel set made with USA cotton, extremely absorbent, gives you the soft feel you want and need in a towel. Now, the set comes with two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths. Right now, 50% off, usually $79.98, only $39.99. All machine washable, very durable, multiple colors. Now, it's simple. Call, mention my name, get this special deal and other deep discounts on other great MyPillow products. 800-919-6090, mention my name, or just simply go to MyPillow.com and click on the Sean Hannity Square, and you won't regret it. All right, when we come back, God forbid, what happens? What do you do if somebody wants to bring harm to you and your family? Is your firearm your only option, or nothing, or is there a non-lethal alternative? Is there new technology you need to look into? We'll discuss next.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.